The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parasha is Parashas Ekev. In Parashas Ekev, right by Hamishi, that's the Dvorim Yud Posuk Yud Beis, it states, "V'ato Yisrael mo Hashem elakecho she'el mi'imach." And now Yisrael, Moshe is speaking to the people, "What does Hashem, the Lord your God, ask from you? Ki im le'yiro es Hashem elakecho, only to fear Him, to fear the Lord your God, l'leches b'chol drochov, to go walk in all of His ways, u'la'ava eisei, to love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul." Nafshecho actually would mean with all of your life. Lishmar es mitzvos Hashem ves chukesov, to guard the mitzvos of Hashem and His statutes, asher anechi mitzavcha hayom, which I am commanding you today, l'tev loch, so it shall be good to you. See, here we have a question. What does Hashem ask from you? And the answer is only to fear Him, to walk in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him, to guard His mitzvahs and His statutes. Now, the answer is ki'im, only. It would seem that this is rather a tall order. Why does it say only? The Gemara brings on this in several places. Firstly, in Broches. Gemara brings in Broches, that Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, a very important principle. Omer Reb Chanino, hakol bidei shemayim chutz mi shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except the fear of heaven. Shneimar, as it states, "Vato Yisrael mo Hashem elakecho she'el mi'imach ki im li'yira." Because what does the Lord ask from you? Only to fear Him. So Rashi explains, "Kol habo ala odem." Everything that comes to a person is biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he's born with, for example, kigain, or kotzir, if he's tall, if he's short, this is not something that he does. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. Or oni osher, if he's poor, or if he's wealthy, this is not man's doing. This the Almighty decrees. Chochom sheite, if he's born to be a brilliant person, with a high intelligence, a very good mind, a very sharp mind, or if he's born to be sheite, he's born to be stupid. This is something which is not his doings. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. Lovan, shochar, if he's white or black, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. This is not his doing. HaKol bidei shomayim hu. Avol tzadik v'rosho, but whether he is a righteous person or an evil person, ein abo al yedei shomayim. This does not come from shomayim. As zu mosar biyodei shel odom, this is given to the hands of man himself. This is his doing. Benosan lefon of shnei drachim v'hu yifchal le'yira shomayim. He places in front of man two ways: a way of tov and a way of ra, a way of good and a way of evil. And only he chooses; no one else chooses. So, how do we learn this? Because what Moshe said, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Okay. The answer could have been that he asked that you should be strong. He asked that you should be wealthy. He asked that you should be successful in worldly endeavors. He asked that you should be brilliant in worldly wisdoms. Okay. No, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask. Mo Hashem elakecho she'el mi'imach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask? He asks only this from you. To fear Him, to walk in His ways, to love Him, and to serve Him with all of your heart and all of your life. Only this. All of the other achievements of the world, that the world is preoccupied in trying to succeed in, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask. He asks only that you should choose to serve Him with all of your might and to fear Him and to love Him. So this is what the Chanina said, Hakol b'day shamayim. From here we learn that everything is in the hands of heaven. Chutz b'yirah shamayim, except the fear of heaven. Because if the other achievements also were in the hands of man, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask that also. But that's not man's achievements. That's the Almighty's. The achievements of man are good and evil. This Gemara is repeated in Masechet Megillah on Daf Chof Omer Aleph. The same Gemara, Hakol Midei Shemaim Chutz Miyirei Shemaim. It brings the same source, and here Rashi says, gives a little more explanation to this. Chutz Miyirei Shemaim Osa Mesura Midei Odom. When it comes to the fear of heaven, this the Almighty gave over to the hands of man, and he withdrew himself from. Shehu atzmai, only man himself is mechin libay lekach, can turn himself to fear Hashem. Even though the Almighty certainly has the potential to make us fear Him, as it states, hinei kechem biyara yetzer kein atem bidei biyodi beish Israel, that Israel is in the hands of the Almighty. Or as it states, "Vasiraisi as leva even mipsarchem," that there will be a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove these stones. He will remove your stone heart and give you a heart that will fear Him. So even though it's within the power of the Almighty, but this is an area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not interfere. This is a hands-off area. This was given over to man to fear Hashem or not to fear Hashem. And Taisus brings on this a Gemara in Masechet Nida. What the Gemara brings in Nida Tefzayin Omed Beis that there is a certain malach, there is a certain angel who is Mamuna Hala Herion. He is appointed to stand guard over the Herion. Herion is the early development of the embryo, and his name is Lilo. The name of this malach is Lilo, night. Lilo Shmei. Benetal Tipa, and at the time of conception, so he brings the seed. Umamida lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the seed to the Almighty. That's his job. Ve'emel afonav, and he says to the Almighty, Ribeinu Shel Olam, ruler of the world, Tipazu Matehe Oleho, this seed, you must decree what will be with this seed. Gibor Cholosh, he asks the Almighty a series of questions, and the Almighty answers. Will he be strong, or will he be weak? Will he be a person of physical strength and good physical health, or, heaven forbid, a weak person, a sickly person? Chochom Atipish, will he be a brilliant person, an intelligent person, a genius, or tipish, or heaven forbid, he'll lack intelligence. Right? He'll be very dull. Or Shiraoni, will he be a wealthy person, or will he be a poor person? These are the questions that this angel asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. He decrees at the time, right at the beginning of conception. Il Rosh HaTzadik Leikomar. But Rosh HaTzadik, whether he will be an evil person or an upright person, this question is not asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not decree on this. And all other areas he will decree, but not this area. So the Gemara brings Kidab Chanina, and this is like we learned from Rab Chanina. The Omer Rab Chanina, Akol Bidei Shemaim, Chutz Mi Yireh Shemaim. That every area is in the hands of heaven except this area. As it states, V'ato Yisrael Ma'ashem Ekelecha Shel Mimach Ki'im Li Yireh. Because when Moshe asked, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? The answer was, I ask from you only to fear and to serve me. Other areas, this I do not ask, because this is not your area. Rashi says, "Kol midaysov v'keiraysov shel odem bayin lei b'gzeres melech." All of the qualities of man that he's born with and his development, this comes through the decree of the king. Chutz mizu, with this exception, kim liyira dovezel levadai hu shel mimeko. This is all that the Almighty asks from you. Lefi shehakol biyodei v'ze biyotcho. Because everything else is in His hand, and this is in your hands. Now, what does this mean? This means that of the many qualities that a person has, they are not totally his acquisitions. They are not something which can be totally said to belong to him. Because he didn't create it. If a person is strong, it's not something that he created. If a person has a good natural health, it's not something that's his. If a person has wealth, that's not something that's totally his. Because even though he might have worked very hard for it, there's another thousands and thousands and thousands of people that also work very hard, and they don't have the wealth. If a person has brilliance, even though he's worked very hard for it, it's not something that's totally his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. So these are not his acquisitions. Now, even though it's very important that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he must guard carefully. Because a person can lose it, he can destroy it. It's a matana, it's a gift. Man gives you a gift. You must be thankful. You must praise the person, but at the same time you must guard it, because if you don't, you lose it. And permission was granted to man to destroy anything that was given to him. Permission was granted to man even to destroy his own life that was given to him. Don't think that we can do anything we want, and it's all, like we say in Yiddish, bashert. See? It's destiny. It's not true. Not true at all. That's a tragic error. Right? Person jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge. He cannot say it was bashert. It was destined. This he did to himself. Mora says that permission was granted to man to do anything he wants. To anything he owns and anything that belongs to him, even his own life. He can inherit a billion rand, and in a day he could squander it completely and lose it. So therefore, people were born, or it was decreed at their birth, or it was re-decreed every Rosh Hashanah, certain gifts that should be given to a person. And these gifts he has to care for very carefully, and he has to develop them. And he has to perfect them. If a person is born with a mind, he must use it. If a person is born with a talent, he must use it. If a person is born with wealth, or it's decreed he should have wealth, he must use it. If a person has physical strength and physical health, he must use it. And not only must he use it, he must develop it, and he must guard all of these very carefully. Because if he won't, then he'll destroy what he has. But even after he develops all of this, and he guards it carefully, He has no right to praise himself for this. Why? Because it's not his doing. So he has wonderful physical health, and he's guarded his health. But there are millions and millions of other people that guard their health just as carefully, and they weren't so fortunate to have such health. So he has a brilliant mind, and he uses it. He becomes a great professor, and he worked hard. He has no right to praise himself for it, because there were many counterparts of his that have worked just as hard or even put in more energy, but they weren't born with these talents. They weren't born with this mind. What right does a person have to praise himself on something that he did not achieve himself, but it was through something that was given to him? Now that's in all of these other areas. But when it comes to the area of Torah, when it comes to the area of mitzvahs, when it comes to the area of Yiras Hashem, when it comes to the area of Avas Hashem, fearing Hashem, loving Hashem, Midas Tovas, good qualities, wisdom of Torah, and fulfillment of mitzvahs and stokhan chesed, that a person has a right to praise himself on. Because those are his achievements and his achievements alone. No one gave it to him. And the achievement belongs to him. They're his. He created them. He made them. And on something that man creates and makes, he has a right to be happy with. He has a right to praise himself on. Maybe you'll say, not so. Well, this man was born in Yerushalayim to five generations of a rabbinical family. And this is why he became such a chochem in Torah? Not so. There's another 1,000 that were born in Yerushalayim also to 15 generations of rabbinical families, and they did not become wise in Torah. In Yerushalayim, there's no inheritance to Torah. The fact is, the Gemara says just the opposite. Yizaru b'amei oretz. Yizaru b'aniim shemehem, b'nei amei oretz and b'nei aniim shemehem teitzei seira. That it will be the sons of the poor and the sons of the ignorant that great Torah scholars will come from them. Maybe you'll say, this person, the reason why he is such a philanthropist, he's such a Baal Stoker. It's easy to be a Baal Stoker. You have $1 million, $10 million, it's easy to be a Baal Stoker. So what's so good about it? Not so. Thousands and thousands and thousands of millionaires, and they're not Baal Stoker. That's not so. Not true. Maybe you'll say that this person, the reason why he fears Hashem is because he was born with such a good, with such natural qualities. Not true. Many, many other people born with natural qualities and they don't fear Hashem. And this is what the Gemara is telling us with the Malach Shmei Laila. This angel that his name is Laila, night. He comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. He asks, will this person be strong? Will he be weak? Will he be healthy? Will he be sick? Will he be wealthy? Will he be poor? Will he be talented? Or he won't have talents? Will he be skillful? Will he be brilliant? And so forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers on all of these. Now it's left to him what he wants to do with these matonos, these gifts. But whatever he does with them, they're not his completely, because these gifts were given to him. But on the question, Rosho O Tzadik, will he be an upright person? Will he be a person of Torah, of mitzvahs, of Yiras Shemayim? This question the angel doesn't dare ask, because HaKadosh Baruch will not answer. That's left to him. And therefore, whatever he is belongs entirely to him. If he's a Tzadik, if he's a Chochem B'Teira, and then that's his. If he's a Rosha, if he grows up to be wicked, that's his. He can't claim it was the breaks of life that made me like this. And that's why the answer was, what does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? This is what I ask from you. in this area. The other, that's not your area. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except the fear of heaven. This zulavadei, this alone was left in the hands of man. Tosfos brings here in Masechet Nida, either in Masechet Nida or in Masechet Megillah, he brings, this is what the Navi means in Yirmiyahu. I believe this is in the Haftarah that we lay on Tisha B'Av, that we just laid in Yirmiyahu Tes Posuchov Beis Kei Hamar Hashem. This is what Hashem has said, Al Yisal El Chochom Mechokmosa, exactly what we're saying. The brilliant man, the man who's a genius, he's a mathematical genius, or he's a musical genius, he's a great professor, even though he's developed his chokhmah. Chokhmah you also have to develop. And even though he's worked hard, the Novi says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Yisal HaChokhom BeChokhmosay, let not the brilliant man praise himself for his brilliance. No, because that's not his. If he would have been born without brilliance, if he would have been born stupid, he would not be the professor that he is today. Bal Yisal HaGibor BeGvurasay, and let not the gibor, the strong person, praise himself for his strength. Even though he goes to gym every day, and he's worked out for years, and it takes tremendous discipline, He's developed it. And he does have, it was his doing. How many people are born strong and they waste their strength? But still, what would be, had he not been born with this natural ability, he could have still gone to gym every day. He would not have become this international level marathon runner or weightlifter or so on. He has to have the natural ability. So it's not his. Al yisalo osher be oshrei. And also the wealthy should not praise themselves with their wealth, even though wealthy people, most of them, have to develop that wealth. And they work a lifetime doing this. But behind them they had the decree that they were to be wealthy. If they would work for it and develop it, they would be wealthy. So it's not theirs completely. So then what should a person praise himself with? Kim bezeishi salah mishalo. This is what a person should praise himself. Haskil v'yodea esi. The one who knows me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ki ani Hashem, that I am the Lord, who's Eise Chesed, who does kindliness, mishpot, justice, utzdoko, and charity and righteousness, bo'oretz, in the land. The one who knows me and emulates me, he understands what I am through Torah, and he emulates me in righteousness and in charity and in kindliness and in justice, he is the one who can praise himself. Because that he was not born with. No, he was not born with that. That he did himself. And something that a man makes himself, that he has a right to praise himself in. The Targum Yonasan brings here, Al Yisalel HaChocho BeChochmosei. So he says that Shlema Bar David. This refers to Shlema HaMelech. Even Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, has no right to praise himself for his wisdom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that wisdom. So what's, it's not his. And Al Yisalel HaGibor BeGvurasei, the strong should not praise himself in his strength. He says that Shimshon bar Maneach, that Samson, even Shimshon, who was the strongest of all men, Shlomo was the wisest of all, and Shimshon was the strongest of all, he could take on a whole army single-handedly, he has no right to praise himself, because that was not his. He didn't create it, it was given to him. And Achov bar Omri, and Leishtabach, the wealthy, this refers to Achov bar Omri Atiros Basiresi. He must not praise himself in his wealth. There's a Gemara in the Mishnah in the end of Ovis states as follows. In some Masechtas it's right at the end, in other Masechtas it's close to the end. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma was walking along one day and he met a man, and the man said, "Where are you from?" He said, "I come from a city, a large city of wise men and Torah scholars." She said, "If you'll come and live in my town, I will give you 1,000,000, that's 1,000,000 pieces of gold and precious stones and pearls." So Rabbi Yosi said, "No, it wasn't a city of Torah." He said, "I will not go. Im na'ato nesin li kol kesev zo va'avonim tevus u'magoli shebailim en li dor elabim kem teira. You can give me all of the gold and all of the silver and all of the precious stones and the pearls in the world. I will live only in a place where there are Torah scholars, where Torah is learned, where there are yeshivas, so on." Why? So he said two reasons why. He says, first of all, because David HaMelech, King David, wrote in his Tehillim, "Tev li teiras picho me'alf ezor v'kesef," that the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of your mouth, is more precious than 1,000 pieces of gold and silver. So I'm not going to exchange Torah Hashem for all of the money in the world. That's the first reason. But a second reason, there's a second reason he said I'm worried about. Why? He says, if I go to your city and you'll give me this million pieces of gold, and you'll give me silver, and you'll give me precious stones, diamonds, and you'll give me pearls. He says, what happens after I die? What will happen to all of that wealth? I'll leave it for my children. So what good is that going to do me then? So you know what's going to happen? After I die, it's finished. But if I stay in a place of Torah, and I learn Torah, and I do mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim, you know what's going to happen after I die? That's all going to come with me. So he told him, it's not a good investment. Financially, it's not a good investment. Here I should give up something which is forever, for a few years. See, it's not good. So he says, when a man dies, and he says, how long does a man live? So you have to think long term. Ein malavin leila odom, when they take him to the grave, like kesev, his silver doesn't go with him, like zov, his gold doesn't go with him, v'le'avonim tevis u'margolias, his precious stones do not go with him, and his pearls do not, they all stay behind. So he left them over for the children, big deal. He says, what's that going to do for me? Ela Torah u'maisim tovim bilvod. You know what goes with him to the cabinet, to the grave? His Torah goes with him, and his deeds. Shneimar, as it states, bishalechecho tancha esoch, that the Torah will walk with you when you walk. It shall comfort you. Bishoch becho, when you lay down, tishmor alecho, it shall guard over you. Vakitzeiso hi sisichecho, and when you awake, she will speak with you. When you walk, it shall comfort you. That's in this world. When you lay down, it will guard over you. When you lay down in the grave, it's your Torah and your deeds that will guard over you. And when you wake up, she shall speak with you. That's in Olam Haba, in the world to come. Now the Maral explains very simply, I mean not simply, but it's very clearly, why is it this way? Why is it that when a person dies, so he leaves over, why can't he take everything with him? People for the centuries have been trying to devise plans how to take everything with them. Why can't they take everything with them? If the principle is you don't take anything with you, so then why does the Torah and the mitzvahs go with you also? And if you can take Torah and mitzvahs with you, so why can you not take the gold and the silver also with you? She says very clearly that's a sign that the gold and the silver and everything else is not a complete acquisition of yours. Not a complete acquisition. Something that belongs to the person never parts from the person. This is a principle. If it's yours, it's yours. And it never parts from you. And there's no reason logically why you shouldn't be able to take everything that you own with you. Why? Ownership is not something which is just a concept in this world. Ownership is a concept in all worlds. So everything that you own, you must take with you. So why is it not this way? So this is what the Biesi was telling. These are not acquisitions. They're not yours. You don't own them. You own them temporarily. You have a degree of ownership in it. That degree of ownership is sufficient for this world. But at the end of the physical world, then there's nothing left of it. Your ownership has been lost, has been cancelled. Fact is, you cannot dictate what to do. The halacha is that if a person dies and he leaves over a will, what to do with his money? It's fruitless. Doesn't help. According to Jewish law, Torah law, a will doesn't help. Because once he dies, he's no longer the owner of the money. And if you're not an owner of the money, you cannot dictate what to do with it. If you want to dictate what to do with your money after your death, then you have to finalize all of the terms while you're still alive. You have to give it away while you're still alive. You can give it away conditionally, but it must be given away before. Because once he's dead, his ownership is finished. So what do we see from here? We see they're not kinyonim gemurim. These are not full acquisitions of man. Torah and mitzvahs then, so let's say the same thing. So why do the Torah and mitzvahs go with him? So from here we see, because Torah and mitzvahs are full acquisitions. Those he owns and no one else. Therefore they go with him wherever he goes. But the kesef and the zohar, the silver and the gold, they are not full acquisitions. And therefore when he leaves this world, he leaves these same things to other people. Other people become the owners of it. Now according to what we're saying, is very good. Because these were matonis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to the person. Even though he developed them, he might have worked for them. But it was only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only with the Almighty. Had the Almighty not decreed that he should be wealthy, he could have worked 1,000 years, he wouldn't have been wealthy, like we see happens all of the time. And he could go to gym every morning. If it wasn't decreed that he's going to be strong and healthy, it won't do much good. So the mat hears. He has a small degree of ownership in it. And once he leaves this world, it's finished. But the Torah and mitzvahs, that no one gave him. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's an area that I do not interfere with. Therefore they're his. If they're his, then they go wherever he goes. So therefore Rabbi Yossi told the man, what are you trying to tempt me with? That I should leave a city of Torah scholars, a city of yeshivas, and come to a barren city where there's no Torah. What are you tempting me with? Wealth, physical wealth. He says, so what will happen then when I go to the grave? He said, no, I'll stay here. The Rambam emphasizes this very clearly in Perikei Avot Teshuva. And unfortunately, see, people do not like to think this way. And the Rambam himself writes. The Rambam himself writes that he calls, says like this: "Dove zeshu eimim tipshei umei Yisraelam v'reiv gol mibnei Yisrael." He says the unintelligent masses of the nations of the world, and even many many Jews, unfortunately think shaKodesh Baruch Hu gezer ala odom, that HaKodesh Baruch Hu decrees on man mitchilas briyosai, from the time he is born, liyei tzadik or rosho, that he should be righteous or he should be evil. He says ein adover kein, this is not true. Ela kol odom roilei liyei tzadik imesh rabbeinu, every man has the potential to be a righteous person like Meshe Rabbeinu, or rosho ki rovom, And every man has the ability to become an evil person like Jeroboam. And the same with all the qualities there are, he says. With all the qualities. Every man has this ability. There'll be no one that will force him how what to do. There'll be no one that will decree what he should do. And there'll be no one that will prod him to one of the two ways. Only he and he himself will be the one who will direct himself which derech he wants to go in. Hu shi yirmiyo omar, this is what Yirmiyo said, mi pi elyoin leiseitse horoz vahatev, this is a pasuk we also just learned on Tisha B'av in Eicho. Mi pi elyoin leiseitse horoz vahatev, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not come out evil or good. What does that mean? En abeire gezer alodim liyestev leiliyesra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not decree if this man should be good or if this man should be evil. That he will not decree. This is left to the person himself. He says, therefore, if a person makes a mess out of his own life, he says he has no one to blame except himself. Therefore, it comes out that when a person makes a mess from his own life, who hifsid es atzmai? He is the one who has caused it. And then the Rambam is ma'arich in this. He elaborates, which we do not have time to go on tonight. But this, in he rings, Dovazer iko godlhu va'amurateir va'mitzvus. This is the greatest principle in Torah and mitzvus. That this choice was given to man. If he messes up his life, then he is the one to blame. He can't blame it on anyone else. Today in the world of psychiatry and psychology and so forth and criminology, everyone tries to find out why did he go wrong and to pass the blame onto some other situation or so on. Naturally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges a person, he takes in all circumstances. All circumstances he takes in to consideration, and this is the way the Almighty judges a person. But a person cannot merely pass on his errors or his faults to someone else. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do that when he assesses it. And therefore, if he makes a success of his life in this area, then that's his success. Just as if he fouls up his life, he is the one who has done it. If he makes a success of himself in this, that's his and his alone. And that the Novi said, he's royally salo. Vizei is salo. He must praise himself. He has a right to praise himself in this. Because this he did. Not on the wealth that he was given, and not on the health that he was given, and not on his particular good looks or his particular talents or brilliance. No, that's not his. But on his wisdom in Torah, on his mitzvahs, on his tzedakah, on his yira, that's his. And therefore this he can praise himself. Now, in adapting this to everyday life, there are two points which we must further realize. One is, in the area which we call Yiras Shamay, the fear and the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we say that's left to man alone and only him, this is true, it's left to man alone. But the Gemara also tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu If man chooses this way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. He will not help man choose this way. But if a man chooses to do something good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him do it. With this, we brought in a shir Shabbos not long ago, and when we gave that shir on the Aleph Beis, where the Gemara in Perek HaBeinim is Sechti Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, the Gemara says, Habo Letayer, Messiah Nesui. If a person comes to do something good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a little push. A push in the right direction. But that's only Habo Letayer. And all is for him that writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not push him to do the good. He will not push him to do the good. It's a mistake to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push me to do what's good. No. That was given to man. But if a person will conquer his temptations, he will conquer his Yetzer Hara, and he will decide that he wants to do good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a push. He'll help him. If he comes to do good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. And this is what's brought in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk, Eftach Piho Bamalehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, open your mouth, and I will fill it with my spirit. Harchev Piho Bamalehu. Open your mouth, and I will fill it with my spirit. So the Medrash in Shir HaShirim in Perikei states, Pishu li Pesach kechudei shel machat. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, open your mouth and I will fill it with my spirit. Pishu li Pesach kechudei shel machat. How much must you open your mouth? A person opens his mouth to be fed. Or you have a baby you want to feed something to. So you're trying to get the baby to open its mouth. Once he opens his mouth, you stuff something in. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Harchiv Piyu V'Malehu, open your mouth and I will fill it up. How much must you open your mouth? So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pishu Li Pesach Kechudei Shel Machat, open your mouth like the point of a needle. Just like as the point of the needle. Vani eftach lecho pesach kepischa shel ulam, and I will widen it as wide as the ulam. The ulam was the great entry hall, which was before the Mikdash. What does this mean? Habaletayer Messiah Meshri. If you will not open your mouth, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not fill you with His Spirit. If you will open your mouth just a small quantity, in other words, you will decide to do what's good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill you with His Spirit like a great entry hall. The Sforim explain, this is how people became so great. They became so great in Torah, and they became so great in Madregas and levels of Avedis Hashem. Because they were Becher, they chose to do good. And to choose to do good is not merely a choice. It's a life struggle. They conquered all of their desires, they conquered all of their Yetzer Horas, and they chose to do good. Once they chose to do good and they started to do good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled them with the Spirit. This in turn increased their power to do even greater amount of goodness. So this means that they opened their mouths even wider, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled them with more Spirit. And so on, till they came to gigantic heights in Torah and in Yira. And there's another Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. But the Gemara says, and the Pasuk, Seid Hashem li Re'ov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals His secrets to those who fear Him. Now this is the same principle. The Almighty will not reveal His secrets to anyone, only to those who fear Him. This means first you must fear Him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal His secrets to you. The Gemara says, what does this mean? It means someone who gives his fear to the Almighty, and he gives his love to Torah, and he studies Torah day and night, then the Torah will come and reveal her secrets to him. When you read the Sforim of the great Gedalim, you wonder how was it possible that they could learn so much. We cannot, it's impossible in our lifetime to learn what they even wrote, yet alone what they learned. And this is how. Because they gave their lives for Torah, their great love and zeal for Torah. And then the Torah came and revealed her secrets to him. This gave them more power and more energy to learn more Torah. And in return, the Torah revealed more secrets to them. V'chezeh halila, and it became a cycle, on and on and on, until tremendous heights, which we cannot even envisage. This is what it means, Sayyid Hashem lire'ov, that the secrets of Hashem that will be given to he who fears him. First you must fear him. First you must serve him. Then he'll give you a few secrets. If you fear him more, then he'll give you more secrets. You become greater, you'll fear him more, he'll give you greater secrets. And on and on and on. This is what the Gemara says, Aboletayer Messiah Reise. Gemara says the same thing, Aboletame Peskinle. Many people think that Kodesh Baruch Hu will protect me. See, I can do what I want and Hashem will protect me. Gemara says, not like that. It's false. This is what the Rambam said. Aboletame. If someone goes to do something which is not right, Peskinle. Now, Peskinle means if somebody, there's a door. See, there's a door. And that door represents a door that a person shouldn't go through. He has a decision to make. Life is decisions. Life is just a series of decisions. That it's like the, what we read, Shnei Drochim, there's two paths in front of a person. Ubacharta, and you have to decide. So life is decisions. So you have a decision to make, and every decision is difficult in accordance to the person, and he's struggling with it. And here with this decision, he can gain, in one shot, he can gain wealth, and he can gain fame, and everything good. But there's a door. It's the wrong decision. But because of these tremendous desires and the tremendous temptations, so he decides, no, he's going in that way. So he pushes the door open. The Gemara tells us, if he pushes the door open, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not lean on the door to keep it closed. HaBoletame Peskinloi. This is how the Maral explains that. HaBoletayer, if he takes the path, which is the right path, in other words, he decides he's going to give up his wealth and give up his covet or whatever it might be, because this is the right thing to do, not only will they allow the door to open, but Messiah, I say, they'll help him go through the door. HaBoletayer, Messiah, I say, if he's chosen the right way, they'll help him. HaBoletame, if a person has chosen the wrong way, they won't help him. They won't push him into it. But Peskin, like the Gemara says. In other words, he's pushing on the door. All right, if he's pushing the door to open it, they'll open the door for him. They won't help him, but they'll open the door for him. Peskin. So this is an important principle. That it's an area which is left up to man alone. But once, or in every decision that he chooses to do good, then there'll be Siyat Rishmaya. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. That's why the Gemara says, for example, Leukmi Girso, to be Matzliach in Torah, you need Siyat Rishmaya. It seems contradictory to what we're saying. Now, if he chooses to learn Torah and to purify himself to Torah, then there'll be the Siyat Rishmaya, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. That's one important point. A second important point, and this is in the other areas. Now we said that the area of Yerushalayim that belongs to man, the other areas belong to heaven. Now this needs a little clarification. The Gemara tells us, for example, by Panosa. Panosa belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Taanit says, Gimel Maftoches Leinimtzo Lemalach. There are three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give to any angel. Only he takes care of them. One is Panosa. In other words, panos, or sustenance that comes from the Almighty. That's not man's doing, that's the Almighty's. And the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Masechet Kedushin, states last Mishnah of Masechet Kedushin on Pei Beis, Daf Pei Beis states, Remeir Eimer. Remeir says, La'elam yelamed odem es b'nai umnes niki v'kalo. A person should always teach his son what type of umnes, what type of profession, or what type of trade, niki v'kalo, a clean profession. This means something which is both physically clean and also clean, and means something that he does not have to come into too many shady areas with halacha. Malacha, a profession that does not have too many temptations with it, where he can make a clean, innocent, decent living. The kala, and a light work, not a back-breaking work. Why? Because Remeir says, because if the parnosa was coming from the work, so then we would judge the work on how much parnosa comes from it. Whether it's nekiya, whether it's a clean type of work or not a clean type of work, whether it's a light work or heavy work, that's irrelevant. What's relevant is what, how much money he can make on it. But he says the parnosa, the money doesn't come from the work. The money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says, so what's the difference in what type of profession or malocha that he has? As long as he has a profession, as long as he has a trade, but the money's not coming from there anyhow, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he might as well take an easy trade, he might as well take an easy profession, he might as well take a profession that it's easy to be a good Jew with, not one that will have all kind of temptations where you'll have to break all kind of halochas. Mispalel, and what should he do? He should be mispalel lemisha eshev and achosim shalei. And when he works, he should not put his trust in the work. He should put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein umnes, she'ein ba'anias v'ashiris. Now here he tells us a very important principle. There's no profession in the entire world that does not have both poverty and wealth. The best of professions and the best of trades, you'll find poor people and wealthy people. You'll find fat times and lean times. Shalei anias mina umnes v'lei ashiris mina umnes. Wealth does not come from the work, and poverty does not come from the work. Ela kol lefi shusay, but it's all in accordance to a shus, to what is decreed on him, whether he should be matzliach, whether he should be successful or not. But this is what it states, the Gemara brings on that, Li akesiv li azov num Hashem tzavokes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have the gold, I have the silver, and I give it out, I dish it out to who I want. When I dish it out, I don't look to see if he's a good doctor, or if he's a good businessman, or if he's a good plumber. If I decide to give him the gold and the silver, it's regardless, I give it to him. And if I decide not to give it to him, also regardless, then I don't give it to him. This is the principle in Panosso. Now, what does this mean then? This means that in all other areas then a person doesn't have to worry about it all. Firstly, like we mentioned before, the natural qualities in these other areas that a person is born with, or a person acquires during his life, these are matones, these are gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See? They're not his doing. This is a matnas chinam, a free gift. He has to be very thankful for them. If a man is born with a talent, he has to be thankful for it. If he's born with health, he has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Novi said, the Prophet said, Al Yisal Al Odom, the person should not praise himself on it, because it's not his achievement. But he must praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is born with a beautiful voice, or he's born with beautiful, with golden hands, or with a wonderful mind, or with wonderful health, or he's born with wealth, born into a wealthy family with all of the everything he needs, He must not praise himself for it, because it's not his doing. But he must never stop praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This he must praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time for. Because these are gifts. And everyone has gifts. When we look at other people's gifts, we don't realize what gifts we have. We must look to see what we have. And everyone is born with gifts. And this you must always thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Not yourself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing. Secondly, these gifts you must guard. If you give a precious gift to someone and he throws it out, that's a total ungratefulness. You must be grateful and you must care for them. You must care carefully for them and guard them. And you must develop them. You must utilize. They were given to you to use. You must use them and guard them. So if a person says, throws up his hands and says, look, makes no difference to me what kind of work I do, it makes no difference to me how careful I am, if it's decreed by heaven, so therefore I will do nothing. So what's happening is he's taking all of his gifts and he's squandering them. And as we said before, permission was granted to a person to destroy anything that was given to him. Even his own life he can destroy. Certainly he can destroy other things that were given to him. And then nothing will come from that person. That's the first thing a person must realize. So when we say they're decreed from heaven, these other areas, that means they were decreed from heaven if a person will utilize what heaven gave him. If he will properly utilize what heaven gave him, they're decreed from heaven. If a person was decreed to be wealthy, this means he'll have wealth. But it also can mean he'll squander his wealth, which we see many times. How many people were born wealthy and they squandered it? They ended up usually in jail or some other place like that because of it. So that's the first thing a person must realize. These are gifts given to him. It's decreed in heaven if he'll utilize the gifts that were given to him, then it's decreed in heaven what will be with it. He cannot praise himself because they were given to him. But at the same time, he must constantly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be thankful and guard carefully what was given to him and utilize it to the best possible. That's the first principle. A second principle a person must realize, that these areas which were given to him Mishamayim, they also can be brought in the area of Yiras Shamayim. They can be brought into the area of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we mean by that? We mean as follows. If a person was given a great mind. He was born with a great mind. If he uses that mind to study Torah now, so here he took a gift which was given to him, and he's using it for Yiras Hashem. If he becomes a great light in Israel and studies Torah and teaches Torah, so now, with the decree that was made on him when he was born, he's turning that into the area of Ma Hashem Shel. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask for from you? To fear him, to serve him. How does he want you should fear him and serve him? With all of your capabilities. So if you take those gifts that were decreed, and with these gifts you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes yours now. Why does that become yours? Maybe someone will say, well, what's so great about him? He was born a genius, so this is why he studied so much Torah. He became such a good teacher in Israel. Not so. Sure, he was born a genius. But that he studied Torah with it, that was his choice. And that was only his choice. And that he had to struggle every day with. Because there are millions that are born geniuses like him, and they don't study Torah. If a person is born with wealth, and he does chesed, he helps people with his wealth, then he's taking the gifts that were given him and he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person becomes a great doctor, becomes a great businessman, and he's in it only for his own, his own benefits. Becomes a great doctor because he wants the honor the COVID of being a doctor. He'll be a world-renowned scientist and doctor, and he'll be known internationally. He becomes a great doctor because he can make a lot of money at it, or a great businessman because he can gain power. Then he's taking the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's destroying them. If a person becomes a great doctor and he uses his knowledge and his ability to help people and to cure people, he becomes a great businessman and he uses his knowledge and his ability to benefit people, to raise their standards of living in one way or the other, then he's taking the abilities which were given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only is he guarding them and developing them, but he's developing them for Yiras Hashem, for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is chesed u'tzedakah u'mitzvos. So we should realize that the area of Yiras Shamayim is not limited. The area of Yiras Shamayim that a person is challenged with daily is with everything that he possesses, be it physical possessions, be it spiritual possessions, be it intellectual possessions, with everything he possesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do I ask from you? To fear me, to serve me, to love me, to walk in my ways. Now this way, you can take everything that was decreed and utilize it for your own benefit, for Yiras Hashem. And then you could praise yourself on that, because it was you that chose, and you alone that chose to do it in this manner. This is what the Rambam brings, Bechol Drocheho Dehu, that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every manner of life and with everything you possess. But if a person takes these decrees, what was decreed for him during the course of his life, and he uses them merely for his own benefits, then there's no praise in that. And that is Al Yisalel. See? That's not his. Because he has money, that's nothing. That's nothing. He has money because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. Because he has wealth, because he has strength, that's nothing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that's not his doing. A person has a right to praise on what you did. This is not yours. Because he has brilliance, that's not his doing. And these will turn to dust when he leaves this world. When he leaves this world, his wealth and his brilliance and his health will disappear. No longer will they be his. But if he uses his health for mitzvahs and chesed, if he uses his brilliance for Torah and mitzvahs, if he uses his wealth, this Rabbi Yossi said, this will go with him in the next, that's his. That will be with him forever. And that will go with him in the kever, in the grave, in the next world. And on this the Novi said, this is what man should praise himself in. So this is the principle that we learn when Moshe said, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? He asks that you fear him and serve him. All other achievements, this he's not asking. He's not asking you to be wealthy. He's not asking you to be brilliant. This he's not asking, demanding from you, because it's not in your hands. This is in his hands. It's all that's demanded from a person is that what he was given, he should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me just conclude with a famous story from the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid, when he would explain this principle, he gave this example. He said a man once came into town. He came to the railroad station, and the baggage had not arrived yet. So they told him, go to your hotel and a little later send someone down and to collect the baggage. So he did this. He sent someone down. He said, go and collect my baggage. Half an hour goes by, the man doesn't come back yet. An hour goes by. 2 hours goes by. Doesn't come back yet. He says, I can't understand it. He says, I brought a little satchel with me. That's all. A little later, he hears a whole commotion. Now, all kind of people. He's getting to carry it out. Luggage and baggage and suitcases and everything. Finally, he comes in and he says, what is this? What are you bringing me? He says, I'm bringing your baggage. He says, that's not my baggage. You brought me the wrong suitcases. I just have a little satchel. So the man was very disappointed. He was all worn out and all sweated out and famated. So finally he asked the man, the traveler, he said, will you pay me for my efforts? He says, pay you for your efforts? He says, not only you didn't bring me mine, and not only you totally devastated yourself bringing me things that are not mine, you want to get paid for it also. He says, this is the same thing. When a person comes to the next world, they're going to come there with all types of baggage. Each one will claim what he achieved in this world. This one built big companies, and this one wrote tremendous papers, and so forth and so on. And then they'll want to be paid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is not my baggage, this is not what I asked you to collect. What did I ask from you? I asked you only ki'im li'yiro aisi, to serve me. Not only you didn't serve me, but you want to get paid yet from things that I didn't ask from you that are not mine. See? This is how he would explain this principle. We should be zeicher to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of the gifts that he has given us.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.